On the 14th of October 2008, tragedy struck the Harris family. Susie, wife of Peter and mum to Jane and Sam, lost her battle with motor neurone disease. Now, Susie first realised something was wrong with her about a year earlier when her speech started to slur. Her family are now continuing the fight against motor neurone disease to raise money and awareness. Now, her son Sam is the chairman of the Susie Harris Memorial Fund. He's in the studio with me. Good to talk to you. How are you?
Very well, Steve. Thank you for having me on.
It's be tough as a child to lose a parent when you are young. Must be hard.
Look, it's something that you just have to deal with, and there's no playbook for this, and you just have to try and you have the support of your family and friends, but it's something that's really hard to deal with. But I found the best way to deal with sort of tragedy was trying to create a positive out of a negative. And that's why I thought, well, let's, you know, watching this disease that has no cure and basically no treatment, let's do something, try and do something positive and make a difference to those, you know, after my mum had passed away.
I have a very basic knowledge of motor neurone. It attacks the nervous system, central nervous system?
Yeah, it is. What it does is it attacks the brain, the motor neurons in your brain, and they send electric messages to your muscles. And what this horrible disease does is it kills all your nerves. So essentially it stops your muscles growing and or your muscles firing. And in some of the worst cases, people can just be left with the ability to blink and that's it. So it's a pretty horrible disease. And about one Australian dies a day of it at the moment. And there's a fantastic team of people in Australia. And we've got on our board member, one of our board members, Dr. Bradley Turner. He's one of the leading scientists at the Florey Neuroscience Institute. And they're doing some amazing work, but they need a lot of help with raising money and awareness to help fight this disease, which is pretty tough to deal with for patients.
Yeah, look, I don't want to get political about it, but you'd think governments would just fund this sort of research and, you know, you wouldn't have to go out and fundraise. But so often in all of these cases, families who've had the illness hit their family do have to go and fundraise, because otherwise the research just stops.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that we thought, well, we can make a difference here by raising some awareness and try and make a bit of a difference and help. We want to raise money to help research. One of the things is research, but the other thing is providing equipment and help for those suffering as well, because, you know, there's so many things that people need. Wheelchairs, light riders. Now, that's a machine that you type into and it speaks for you, because quite often people in the latter stages aren't able to speak, like my mum. So those things are expensive and not everybody has the money to do that, and we just want to try and make a difference.
How long from when she was first diagnosed till she got to the point where she was unable to speak? I mean, is that a quick thing?
Well, mum lasted 56 weeks from diagnosis to passing away.
That's quick.
And that was from a really energetic, healthy looking, you'd never know, to someone that in the last couple of months was, you know, it was she just didn't look like herself. She couldn't speak, and it was pretty horrible to see. And that sort of thing that really drives me to continue to do this and really make a difference for our launch.
Did you get a chance to get her to explain to you what were there symptoms that she'd ignored for a long time?
Yeah, she had her 60th birthday and she didn't want to make a speech at that. That was about a year earlier. And that sort of raised a few eyebrows with me. But one of the reasons was because one of the first things with mum was that her muscles in her tongue had been affected. So her speech was slightly off. Mm-hmm. And she was sort of hiding that to a degree. And then after, I think, about a year, or probably 3 or 4 months after that, you know, we thought, oh, her speech is a bit slurred, let's check it out. And that started the diagnosis process.
So the advice to anybody would be, if you think there's something slightly wrong, make sure you go and get it checked out quickly.
Go see a GP and tell them what you're worried about and they'll refer you on to a
neurologist.
But in the case
of this, of course, there's no cure. I mean, it's not like if you're diagnosed with you know, another form of cancer, you can actually go and get bombarded with radio and chemo and hopefully live a few more years.
Exactly.
With this, it's just the natural progression. It just takes hold of you.
Exactly. But as these guys develop more and more research and are looking for treatments, and they've got, you know, in America a few drugs on trial, I think it's probably best to get yourself into the mix and be available to any help.
So your committee, your fund, is having a fundraiser on Saturday, November 13.
Correct.
And in the magnificent MCC dining room at the MCG.
It's a beautiful place, and we're very lucky to have secured that venue. And we've got Ryan Shelton is hosting it, and Mum actually taught Ryan, and the Shelton family is friends with our family. So Ryan was previously on Rove Live and is on Nova at the moment.
Yep.
Ryan's a fantastic guy, and we've been able to get Vodafone Foundation of Australia. They're our corporate partner, and they're also sponsoring the night. Swiss Vitamins have come on board as a sponsor as well. And the kind people at Astoria Honda have donated a Honda Jazz for us to raffle off, or not to raffle off, to auction off, sorry, yep. which will hopefully raise some much needed funds.
So a live auction plus it's $175 a ticket. That includes all your drinks, main course, dessert, entertainment, and all the raffles and auctions.
Absolutely. If you are interested, listeners, please go to our website, which is www.SusieHarrisMemorialFund.org.
Yep.
And there's a link there. There's a donation button. There's also a launch event, which you can click on to buy your tickets. But also, if you're interested in sponsoring or helping us out at all, go to that website and you can click on the contact button and yep. email myself.
That's
through
Susie, there. Susie Harris Memorial Fund, all one word, .org. Not .au, just .org.
.org, correct, yeah.
Good on you, Sam. Good luck. Let us know closer to the time. We'll give it another plug for you.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.
Good on you. 12 to 10.